The man, who was allegedly spotted by residents making a fire on the mountain, remains behind bars pending his bail application. The National Prosecuting Authority's Eric Ntabazalila.
They can confirm that a 35-year-old man, Frederick Mangazo, appeared at the Cape Town Regional Court today. The Tanzanian national is charged with arson. His case has been postponed to the 28th of April 2021 for bail information.
South Africa's main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, has called for an independent investigation into the fire. Member of Parliament Dave Bryant, the Shadow Minister of Environment, says the fire has prompted much talk about how best to secure the mountain which looms over Cape Town.
Cape Town is currently facing a number of challenges as much as issues relating to urban homelessness. We do have a number of people sleeping rough in and around the city, and we do find that there are small camps of people, many of them who are immigrants from other countries, currently sleeping in and around on the lower slopes of the mountain. And those individuals are making fires, sometimes to keep warm, sometimes to cook food, and those fires do cause significant damage.
Brian says fencing isn't an option. Table Mountain National Park covers more than 220 square kilometres.
So what we do is we have certain areas where there is what's termed managed access, where we have a guard or we have somebody around who can observe who's coming on and off the mountain. But it's practically impossible to prevent access to the mountain, you know, via a perimeter fence or anything of that sort. So what we are asking for and what we'd like to see more of is increased surveillance, whether that be from the sky, from drones, or from other aerial apparatus, and an increase in patrols.
Bryant also wants the fire investigation to determine whether the entity that manages Table Mountain was negligent in not removing two banks of old pine trees from the vicinity of the University of Cape Town and Rhodes Memorial, where the restaurant was destroyed. He says the old pines could have contributed to the rapid spread of the blaze. Bryant also questions whether fire breaks were maintained and fire hydrants were working properly. The area was threatened by wildfires from drought in 2017 and 2018, but rains have reduced that risk.
The whole Table Mountain National Park is managed by the South African National Parks, which is a national government entity. South African National Parks is also responsible for the management of a number of game reserves, including the Kruger National Park, where we are also seeing significant challenges with a drop in the rhino population of 70% over the past 10 years. Sandparks is also in the midst of a number of other financial challenges, and they were reported to have had around about 200 million rand in irregular expenditure in the last financial year.
While the wind has died down, allowing choppers to water bomb the smouldering slopes of the mountain, firefighters remain on high alert for flare-ups. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.